If you watched one of the many NFL games yesterday, you probably noticed more protests during the national anthem. In Kansas City, Chiefs teammates locked arms and cornerback Marcus Peters raised a fist in the air. Seattle Seahawks players also locked arms. Four Miami Dolphins players knelt down, and two New England Patriots raised a fist in the air. The players were lending support to San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who stayed on the bench during the anthem before a preseason game last month. Kaepernick told NFL media after the game, quote, "I am not going to stand up to show pride in a flag for a country that oppresses black people and people of color." Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us now, as he does each Monday, from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what do you make of this moment?
Politics in the United States is always a multiple choice question. You do not have to vote for Republicans or Democrats. You don't even have to vote at all. Politics is always multiple choice. The national anthem, I think, is a political moment. And standing for the national anthem, although it is the default decision, is a political act, one that carries political weight. But like voting, nothing is mandatory. And at least nothing should be mandatory. If an athlete's preferred political speech is to kneel or to sit or to raise a fist, anything that doesn't interfere with another person's ability to practice his or her political language, that's appropriate. Whether it's right is a fascinating question. Is the best way to communicate frustration with the U.S. and its social justice to sit or lock arms or to stand? That's a conversation. But every dialogue needs two sides. And the fact that athletes are choosing another side, that some of them are choosing to sit, has galvanized, I think, a productive conversation on this issue.
Well, President Obama weighed in on it last week while he was in Asia. He said that Kaepernick was exercising his constitutional rights. Here he is.
If nothing else, what he's done is he's generated more conversation around some topics that need to be talked about.
Derek, what are the teams saying about these protests?
Well, most of the owners have been reportedly against Kaepernick. One anonymously called him, quote, a traitor, and several suggested that if the San Francisco 49ers dropped him, nobody else would pick him up. The commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, he tiptoed around the politics of this issue. He essentially said, I don't agree with Kaepernick, but he didn't go so far as to say that the quarterback had to stand. The owner of the Miami Dolphins, however, Stephen Ross, he said, quote, I don't think it was any lack of respect. These guys are really making a conversation of something that's a very important topic in this country, and I'm 100% supportive of them, end quote. So again, I think it's generated a diverse array of comments across the spectrum, but it does seem like, although a lot of the players seem supportive of Kaepernick and these gestures, management does not seem as enthusiastic.
Well, how important do you think it is that this protest is being done by football players? This is a conversation that's been going on with a number of very high-profile police shootings, white police officers shooting black Americans. This protest could be done by any number of celebrities, and it has. But what do you think is the importance of the fact that it is football, a game that, by the way, the audience of football is overwhelmingly white?
That's right. That's an extremely important point. And I think it really comes down to exposure. Tens of millions of people watch the NFL on Fox and CBS and ESPN and NBC. These are regularly the most watched hours of television in the year, in the calendar year. And in a fragmented media environment, that might mean that they are the most watched events among anything else in the entire ecosystem of entertainment. So if you're going to make a political gesture, this is the time when it carries the most weight, has the most power. And in a lot of ways, because black Americans in a lot of industries do not have chief executive titles and other C-suite titles, whereas in sports, like the NFL and the NBA, they are often the best players and the most popular players. This is a unique platform for them to make a political gesture, one that they've made before with Muhammad Ali protesting the Vietnam War. He was joined at moments by Jim Brown, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Russell, some of the top sports stars of their time. So it is customary in sports for black men and women, perhaps, to use their celebrity as political platforms.
And in this case, we've also seen a white woman, U.S. soccer player Megan Rapinoe, also join in kneeling during the national anthem earlier this month. Derek, going back to what you were saying at the beginning, though, do you think that the idea that we can't all agree to at least do the same thing during the national anthem is alarming at all. That was something that was sort of didn't feel political, but now it does a bit more.
I think that what is most alarming are the real-world events that have led some black Americans in particular to think that the flag doesn't represent them. So what is alarming to me is everything that's happening outside of the sports stadium and not the peaceful protests of those events within the sports stadium. I think that, like I said at the beginning, the national anthem is a political question,
right,
a multiple-choice question, and there are many answers to that question, all of which are appropriate if done peacefully.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. You can weigh in at our website, hereandnow.org, about this. Derek, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.